If we're pursuing too many good things at the expense of the best things, then you're not going to capture the real upside that you intend to achieve. This is Business Strategy, where I help the ambitious to build more profitable, iconic companies using the principles I've learned while growing and turning around million and billion dollar companies through Cultivar.com. I hope you share and enjoy. I love peach cobbler. It's probably one of my favorite desserts that my wife makes. Now, years ago, I decided to plant a peach tree at my house. So I bought this tiny, delicate little thing. In fact, the trunk was probably as thick as my thumb, and I planted it in the ground. And over the years, I had to take special care of it because it's just so tiny and delicate. So I watered it, I fertilized it, I pruned it, and over time, it finally bore fruit. And I remember that spring, I was so excited to see all the blossoms on the tree. And throughout the summer, fruit started to grow, and I was waiting in anticipation for the harvest in the fall. So the fall approached, and the tree was full of peaches, these nice, orange, bright, fleshy peaches, and I was so excited to taste one. So I gathered them off the tree, and I let them ripen, and then finally, when they were squishy enough, I remember biting into the first peach, and I was so disappointed because it lacked any flavor. And I thought to myself, what the heck? These peaches look so good growing and ripening on the tree, and then here I am tasting it, and it lacks flavor. And I think this is a metaphor for life and business. And this is what I want to talk about today. And the message I want you to consider is that, are you producing good fruit within your organization? In other words, are you doing things that matter? Or is your metaphorical tree full of all this fruit, but it's not really adding value at the end of the day? In fact, the other day I was sitting in on a meeting with a client where their general managers were reporting in the progress of their initiatives, actions, and results. This is what I call IARs. And I was sitting there soaking in all this information as these leaders were explaining all the things that they were engaged in. And I thought, wow, how ambitious, and how do they keep the wheels on the bus with operations while also working on their strategy? And the way they're able to do this is because they're able to integrate operations and strategy together. And that's when it works out really well for organizations. But nonetheless, they still had a ton of things on their plate. So after they got done reporting in, I asked them, what is the biggest thing that they're struggling with? In other words, how can I support them better as they go out there and execute to achieve these results? And the common theme among the group was that they're struggling with focus because there's just so much on their plate and they're being hit from all different directions. So I challenged them to step back and revisit their approach. Now, their initiatives are solid. They don't need changing. They align with their strategy really well. It's just the actions that they're taking are good, but they don't align with the best things. Years ago, I heard a talk from one of my ecclesiastical leaders. His name is Dallin H. Oaks, and he spoke about this concept of good, better, and best. And it really resonated with me because I don't think I'm out there wasting my time on all these non-productive activities. Instead, I struggle with prioritizing what's good, what's better, and what's best. And what happens is that when I'm engaged in too many good things, I'm doing these things at the mercy and expense of the best things. And the same thing is true with these leaders that I was meeting with the other day, is that they were engaged in good, wholesome activities, trying to drive their initiatives forward so they can execute well on their strategy. But in the attempt of crossing all these good things off their list, they're missing sight of the very best things. And I've been in this exact same position over and over again in business. So this is what I would encourage you to do. As you're looking at your strategy, ask yourself, number one, do your initiatives still align with your strategy? Remember, a strategy is different from a strategic plan. That's really critical to distinguish between. When you have a strategy, you then create initiatives in order to execute that strategy. So ask yourself, do you have the right initiatives that will help you to overcome your strategic problem, to build competitive advantages, to foster innovation, and to enhance the customer experience? If you answer no to any of those four, then you may not be pursuing the best initiatives. Once your initiatives are locked in place and you feel really good about them, then you have to ask yourself, what actions are you pursuing in order to advance those initiatives? And this is where the trouble unfolds. If we're pursuing too many good things at the expense of the best things, then you're not going to capture the real upside that you intend to achieve. Now, you can evaluate this by asking yourself, okay, if I pursued this action and I achieve it, what is the potential upside? In other words, I see companies often struggle with this because they may have a labor efficiency problem and they're losing millions of dollars a year. But instead, they're going after other actions that they could just cross off the list, but they're not really resulting in that huge financial upside that they would achieve if they just focused in on labor. If you're trying to pursue too many actions at once, then you have a bunch of things that are D-O-N, which is short of spelling done, D-O-N-E. So I always joke with people and say, put the E on things. So that's what I see with organizations. They have too many D-O-N activities. So when you put the E on it, then it's 100% complete and you can realize that upside. But until the E is on there and you're actually done with that action, you're not going to realize the full benefits. So that's one thing that I've had to consider in my life, and it's made all the difference in the world. So I'm constantly looking at my to-do list, at my calendar, and asking myself, is this the best use of my time? And you can do the same thing. So we're all running around like crazy, and I think organizations that can develop this discipline around strategy and execution are going to be the ones that are most successful in the process. I think it comes down to focus capital. When I was the CFO of this fintech company, I worked really closely with the CEO, and he taught me this really important lesson. Think of a Jenga tower. If you've ever played that game, it's a bunch of small blocks that you stack up in a tower, and you try to remove blocks one at a time without making the tower collapse. That's the whole point of the game. So if you think about this Jenga tower, oftentimes in organizations, so many people are going in different directions. That's why strategy is so critical, because it creates clarity, alignment, and accountability. But if people are going in too many different directions and nobody's there to push the blocks back in place, then the metaphorical tower may collapse and fall, and the results can be disastrous. So this CEO that I was working with, he mentored me in this area, and he taught me the importance of pushing blocks back into place. So how does this metaphor translate? What it means is that as leaders, we are responsible for keeping people focused on the best things, the most critical things. Otherwise, like my peach tree, you may have all this fruit and it may look like you're doing a bunch of great things, but it's not really generating true value. And like I said, this is the mistake that I've made over and over again in my life, where I'm like this tree with all this fruit. I'm doing all these great things. I'm super busy. I have all these tasks. I'm flying around. I'm doing speaking engagements. I'm working with this client. I'm starting this business. I'm doing all these things, but there's this lack of fulfillment, and I'm not maximizing value in the process. This is a topic that's heavy on my mind this week as I do some introspection and I evaluate my own life and my own leadership style, and I challenge myself to focus on the very best things. And I invite you to do the very best things. And if you already have things in order on your side, this is a great opportunity to mentor those that you work with to help them to focus on not just the good, not just the better, but the very best activities that are going to create fulfillment and maximize value. And that's a wrap. I hope you have a great week and all the best as you work hard to put these principles in place in your own life and in your business. Cheers. Hey, real quick, I hope you enjoyed the show. If you have business questions and you want to be featured on this podcast, send me an email at contact@cultivar.com and either type out your question or send a video or voice recording stating your name, your location, and what's on your mind. If you want to increase your financial intelligence, be sure to check out my other podcast called Boosting Your Financial IQ. All right, you have new knowledge. Go out there and execute. And until next time, cheers.